Welcome to Red Eye. It's like empty nest. If by nest you mean pill bottles. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for a pregame report. Andy, what's coming up on tonight's show? Oh, sports.
Thanks, Greg. Our top story tonight, a minor league baseball player suspended after a Facebook post about tipping a stripper. The shocking story that just might make you give up the poll. Plus, does a new poll show that Brits want their handguns back? Well, I know my friend Aaron Britt definitely wants his back because he keeps calling me about it. Never going to happen. And finally, does being into bondage make you healthier and less neurotic? Some say yes, but Greg's houseboys say, well, actually, it's impossible to tell what they're saying, but they are shaking their heads vigorously. Greg?
They are adorable when they do that.
Aren't they, though?
The struggling is what makes it worthwhile, Andy.
You are a sick, twisted individual, sir.
And
I salute you.
Thank you. Go away. Let's welcome our guest. Well, she's so hot, people walk across her at Tony Robbins seminars. I'm here tonight with NextGeneration.TV correspondent Michelle Fields. And he's so sharp, he's not allowed near balloon animals. Reason Magazine Associate Editor Mike Riggs. In Ontario, he's a pipe. It's my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz. And if hilarity were a Ferris wheel, couples would ride him while eating caramel apples. Sitting right next to me, the comedian Tom Shalhoub, probably a killer. His latest comedy CD is called Trust Your Heart. That's like the 30th one this month. My God.
A-Block. The lead. That's the first story.
Hey, Greg. Want to join a blood oath?
Maybe later, strange disembodied voice. When it comes to strippers, he's a lousy tipper. The Tampa Bay Rays, a cricket squad, I believe, Tom, has suspended one of their minor league players after a nasty Facebook post revealed him to be a huge D-bag. On Monday night, outfielder Josh Sale, does that sound familiar, posted on his now-deleted account, quote, threw 50 cents at a stripper tonight, first time, got kicked. Michelle finds that funny. Got kicked out, and she got so pissed, thought she was going to cry. You're a stripper. Be thankful, ho. Don't know why I had to bring gardening into all this classy stuff. On Thursday, the Rays indefinitely, you like that word?
Yeah.
Indefinitely suspended the 21-year-old bro, delightfully seen here, for conduct detrimental to the organization, which I assume includes wearing that shirt. And fantastically, this comes right after the first-round draft pick completed a 50-game suspension for methamphetamine use. Speaking of getting into trouble. Love getting an inside view of Andy's apartment. Gotta wonder why the Kleenex box is always empty, though. Lonely man, that Andy Levy.
He cries a lot.
He watches a lot of rom-coms while masturbating. No, Tom, let's go. Let's try to keep this clean. It's the A block.
And I'm realize you're the one who said it.
I know. Yeah.
You're chastising yourself.
I am actually telling myself off. All right. Shalhoub, is the club overreacting here, or are they doing him a favor?
They are doing him a favor. I mean, this guy's obviously a jerk.
Yes.
There may be stuff we don't know. I mean, we don't know it was because of this tweet, do we?
Right. I don't know.
They said it was behavior with some other behavior or whatever. But this gives me an idea.
Yes.
He was throwing change at this woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he didn't have any bills.
Yes.
And I think these strippers should get, you know those little swipe things you put in your iPhone now?
Yes.
You can take credit anywhere. They should have them all over their body.
That's a great idea.
Isn't it? They could be like, they come up close and you swipe.
That's fantastic.
Ooh, or, I want to leave it at that.
Or maybe magnets. So if you do throw money, it could stick to them. But I don't know. I don't go to those places. I find them to be demeaning to the women. To the men when I happen to walk into the wrong ones. Michelle,
it seems to be a problem for me.
I keep walking into the wrong ones. I'll be trapped in there for hours. Sometimes I'll end up in these tiny rooms.
Giving them hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars. And then crying myself to sleep.
And then the added hush fee.
Oh, my God. And then my wife going, what is that on your shirt? And I say, it's cheesesteak. Michelle.
Because it was.
It was.
He enjoys that. He was in Philly.
Does a stupid Facebook post warrant an indefinite suspension?
You know, I mean, I think so. I think it's really disgusting what he posted. But what I find funny is that he's bragging about this. I mean, who brags about throwing nickels at a stripper? I mean, that's you, that doesn't make you a baller. It doesn't even make you a baller on a budget. That makes you just a broke bag. And why are you posting that on there for everyone to see?
That's what I love about Facebook, because it allows D-bags to tell everybody what they are so you can avoid them. Mike, you are actually from the state of Florida, where a lot of these things happen.
The greatest state.
It is the greatest state.
And I'm going to tell you, this is not about him attending a strip club, because Tampa is the strip club capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
More people in Florida go to strip clubs than to Rays games. So what this is really about is manners, because Florida is a part of the South.
Yes.
And we don't talk that way to women. And this guy's from Seattle, which, as we all know, is full of
bags. Oh, so way to anger at least 45 viewers here today.
Well, they're going
to
get it at midnight, right?
Yeah,
they're going to get it fresh.
Yeah, exactly. Bill, when you see that someone's been suspended for conduct detrimental to the organization, does it make you think about your life and how maybe there are things you should change perhaps in the next week or so before I replace you with a robot?
I don't do meth, Greg. I sell it. Something to think about if you want to give me a better salary come the next review. Can we see the picture of Joshua Sale one more time, if that's possible? Can we throw that up there? I don't know. There we go. Now, I'm not going to elaborate the type of porn scene that he's mimicking right there, but I have to ask, was that stripper Magic Mike that he visited? Because that is what he is doing there is not the typical hetero thing a guy would do being a baseball player.
Yeah,
I have nothing against it, but I thought that was an interesting move to put on your Facebook
page.
There's
a famous one-word description of what he's doing right now.
There is.
But I don't want anybody to Google
it. Right,
so
it's Italian, I believe.
Yeah, Tom and I, Michelle, are both. We don't understand what's going on. I think we're with America on that, because we live clean lives, and we don't participate in such.
Well, Bill showed it to me before the show.
Well, he does to a lot of guests, and frankly, you should see a doctor. You know,
conversation.
This is the big impact of social networking sites. It shows you how many jerks there are, and it's great, I think, for businesses to suspend somebody once in a while, because this is what's going to happen. If you have a small business anywhere, this is what you have to look forward to. If you hire a young person who doesn't know anything about social network, they're going to do something awful.
And it becomes part of the brand.
Exactly.
Why don't they know, though? I mean, they're supposed to be smart, these young people. They know that they know you can. Everybody can see their Facebook page.
Yes.
And this whole thing is whole. How do you spell it? I see it spelled many different ways.
It's H O. I always thought.
That's what I thought. He had H O E. This guy's an idiot. He doesn't know how to spell it.
He's from Seattle.
That's gardening equipment.
Well, that could be his excuse. He says,
I think it should be spelled W H O apostrophe E.
All right.
That's like Chaucerian, isn't it? It's like, because that's what it is. You're saying he's calling them.
You're focusing on probably the most irrelevant part of
Listen,
this.
Are you saying that a ball player with the tattoo S-A-L-E, his last name in case he forgets, might be of questionable intelligence? Is that what you are saying right now?
I think they need a standard. I see ho written all over the social network, and I want it consistent.
Oh, my gosh.
You are terrible. You know, but I think that Facebook is essentially, imagine when you were a kid growing up. I don't have to because I'm very old. You had a phone book. It was a big phone book. It was called the Yellow Pages. Facebook is the Yellow Pages growing legs and calling you up and going, hey, screw you.
Hey, look at this.
So it's like you've got like 70 million people that are sending you crap. And that's how you know there are people like this. And so if you own a business, you have to have these special sessions and teach these idiots. Teach players especially, because they're going to be in the spotlight. Not this guy, though. Sounds to me like his life is going to be limited to the...
To meth and strip clubs?
Yeah, perhaps. Although that's a dream of mine. From twits to nits, they turn up their nose at reality shows. Yep, New York's PBS station, whatever that stands for, thinks everything's shabby outside of Downton Abbey, mocking the state of television with some fake Subway ads. The campaign actually shows made-up programs like Knitting Wars, seen here, with the tagline, "The fact that you thought this was a real show says a lot about the state of TV." And underneath it, it says, "Support quality program," which is a big thumb in the eye for all of us. Other faux shows include Bad Bad Bag Boys, Clean Up on Every Aisle. I would watch that. Dillionaire, Life's a Pickle. So true. I guess it's about the, what do you call those, pickles?
Yes.
And Married to a Mime. She's got plenty to say. Not if I can help it. But I do think those are entertaining. Said the creative director of the ad agency, quote, "We hate America." No,
what?
No, he said, "It's pretty scary when you look out there and see what's on television these days." Oh, sorry. We are all watching Nova. They still have Nova?
They do. It's a good show.
Oh, shut up. I'm too busy with the season finale of Moose Road Truckers. He's just like us, you know, when you fall down, you pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going back to my moose stuff. But I wonder if they feel embarrassed when animals fall.
I hope he didn't see the camera.
Yeah.
There's another show. Another show, when animals fall.
Yeah, and you know what? He's just going to be bullied online. That's the problem. Michelle, some reality shows are actually more highbrow because you learn stuff.
Yeah.
You learn better. You learn more stuff from those guys that make bird calls than you would on, like, Sesame Street.
Yeah, and it helps you. I feel like it helps you unwind. You know, there are so many stupid people in this world, and reality TV is such a great way to deal with them. I mean, you get to laugh at them and see all the stupidity. I enjoy it. I like trashy TV.
Yeah, but I don't think, I don't think all reality show is trashy. I think you're, like, talking about the Housewives of Miami kind of thing. I do think there are some really good shows, Mike, that that you learn more about yourself, like Intervention.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like you learn how to tell a million people that you have HIV.
Yes.
Or what happens if you snort wasabi? I think this is pure class war, right?
Yeah.
Because this is PBS is sort of the programming is determined by really wealthy people who honestly have nothing better to do than stamp their names on things.
Mm-hmm.
Reality television is how people like me reassure ourselves that we have not failed, because I end up watching things like 16 and Pregnant and, like, you know, 13 and Pregnant or 11 and Pregnant or whatever it's called. And then I'm like, you know what? Somebody is worse off than I am.
Yeah.
If PBS took that away from me,
yes,
I will come after you.
Yes. I want Pregnant in 50 just because
that's,
I think it would be more fun. Tom, some of those shows that they made up are actually more interesting than the shows on PBS. They kind of, isn't it self-defeating?
Yes.
Look, I don't want to pile on PBS because I do love a lot of the shows. Nova is a great show.
Yes.
Frontline is a great series.
I haven't seen Frontline in ages.
It's great.
I enjoy American Masters.
But these shows, they had, what was the one I didn't see? Bayou Eskimos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they got the poster.
Yeah,
it's not even, I mean, you can see that's fake from 20 paces. If they had Bayou Eskimos, it should be guys from Louisiana in the frozen north, not the other way around. These guys can't even get it right.
Yeah, that's true. That's
also
true.
I think they prefer to be called snow Indians. It's a politically correct term.
Actually, Snindians.
And The Dillionaire looks like a great show. I would love to know how a man makes a living selling pickles. It's fantastic.
I would too. Yeah. You know, those getting pickles, I don't even know where pickles come from. Is it a tree or the ground?
Another great cable show, How It's Made. Did you watch How It's Made?
I love How It's Made. You know what's great about How It's Made is there's three things, and none of them have anything in common with each other.
Exactly.
It'll be like a peppermint stick, a baseball mitt, and like a giant wheel for a train. And I watch all of it because I like listening to the dialects, and it's very calming.
Can I just add something that I think everyone missed? And this is why she is the most studious guest we've ever had. When you brought up Bayou Eskimos, Michelle goes, and puts her glasses on and looks at it and examines it like a pie chart. Like, oh, okay, yes, I'm registering it. They are indeed in
a bayou. I can't see that far.
It was adorable. I loved it.
You know, Bill, you were a fan of Hoarders, but you were able to get on the spinoff show, Sex with Hoarders.
Yes. Here's the thing. Didn't even have to audition. Yeah. Surprisingly easy.
Because you were always on. You're always hanging around the set of Hoarders.
Here's the thing. You just sort of mill about the parking lot. You're on.
Yes.
And then you're on.
The problem with shows like, there are shows that deal, reality shows, with mental illness poorly. Like, Hoarders is about people with mental illness, but they never say it really.
Exactly, Hoarders.
I mean, there are people that are living with their own feces. You're either a hoarder or you're Bill Schultz.
Wow. You shut everybody down.
He's kidding, by the way. We joke around here. We like to have fun.
Yeah.
We like that.
All right.
I have a home.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
From pledge drives to saving lives. Should we avoid killer droids? Well, a UN expert is calling for a halt in the development of military robots that can kill targets without any human assistance. Christoph, that makes him foreign, Haynes says that no countries use killbots yet or now, but the technology is available, and he whimpers, quote, my concern is that we may find ourselves on the other side of a line, and that it is difficult to go back. Bill knows that. Anyway, supporters say the robots have advantages, like they aren't subject to fear, panic, and a desire for revenge, and that their precision could actually save lives. Also, some robots don't want to be defined just by their killing. Look at these two assassins, After Hours.
W-M-A-F-I-A-O, baby. Welcome, welcome, generous friend. Days and weeks and tokens to spend. We're just regular businessmen. Just you and me and Teddy Bear.
That is beautiful. Isn't that Bill in Giannana?
Oh, Bella Giuliani.
I can't even make a good joke. Mike, did James Cameron predict the future? And I'm talking about the Titanic mainly.
Yeah.
But no, the Terminator.
The Skynet. I'm telling you, we're doomed because the only thing standing between us and the Terminator is the UN.
Yeah.
And those guys aren't good at anything.
That is true.
Also, you know, there he has a great quote in there talking about mindless killing machines as opposed to mindful killing machines. You know, I think we're splitting hairs here.
Yeah, that's true. So, a mindful killing machine does yoga.
I love that the United Nations comes out and tries to go against these robots as if anyone's listening. I feel like the United Nations reminds me of that guy on Twitter who has zero followers but tweets like 1,000 times a day. Just like spit stuff into the universe and no one's listening, but he keeps doing it every day. He's like a high school counsel or something. No one's listening.
It's like Andy Levy. We just described
basically
Andy Levy. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The meat is evil, eat quinoa guy.
Yeah.
He tweets at me like 20 times a day. Eat quinoa. Have you heard of quinoa?
No, but you know what? Now that you've mentioned him, he's going to bother you forever. Yeah. Tom, wouldn't military robots make war easier if you don't have to put human lives at risk? Or will it make war easier because you don't have to put human lives at risk?
Yes, definitely one of those.
Yes.
But the thing is, it wasn't, don't give credit to James Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Long before James Cameron was around, we had robot, remember, robot and Dr. Smith. It showed you that a robot was not good on its own. It was only as good as the humans who guided him. He always got into trouble when Dr. Smith was around. But
what
when
are
Will
you talking about?
Lost in space. His arms were always going like this.
Essentially, what Tom is saying is that robots need gay minders.
Exactly.
That was the message in that show.
No, they don't. He got into trouble with Dr. Smith, but when he was with Will Robinson, he only did good things.
Yes. Mr. Robinson was never... Wait, who's the doctor?
Dr. Smith.
Dr. Smith was always irresponsible because he was always flighty.
Yes.
Remember, he's like, he didn't know what to do.
Yes, he didn't know. He had no companions. Yeah. He was out in space.
Bill, robots, unlike you, won't wet themselves in public places, so this has to be progress.
We're starting off on a bad note. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. We joke. We like to have fun with each other.
Okay,
kidding. The Terminator, even the robot from Lost in Space, these are all negative analogies. We are being very pessimistic about it. Why, when we talk about battle droids, we always talk about the Terminator? What about something a little more positive, a little more adorable, like R2-D2, Johnny Number 5?
Yes.
Or
Wally.
How about the Fembots from Austin Powers?
Yeah.
We go to Afghanistan, they're shooting them with the two things that Afghanistans hate, one a stone, and then after we're done, we have sex with them.
Oh, Bill. Why does it always have to end with having sex with
robots? You're supposed to have sex with the fembots, Greg.
All right.
They kill, and then you kill them.
You know what the thing is? I will say this. First, we will have robots. Then we will have robot rights. And then we will have people like you who are robotists, people who are against robots. And you know what? It's going to be seen as bigoted if you cannot treat a robot as equal. Mark my words, it'll happen by 2083 when I'm 160 and I have 6 hearts.
But the upside is maybe PBS will bother them during their drive.
Callback.
All right, coming up, how long does it take to dissolve a human body in acid? Tom Shalhoub previews the commencement address he's giving at Clemson on Sunday. Well done, my friend.
Wow. Awesome.
Is a repeal of the gun ban in England too good to be true? No, your face is. It's true, I find you beautiful. Especially you, Steve, in Tacoma. Is there a flaw in their law? Well, they want to right a wrong across the pond. Britons want its guns back. On an online poll, his name's Paul anyway, conducted by the Daily Telegraph, asked people which proposal they'd like to see introduced in Parliament, the ban. And so far, 80% favor repealing the handgun ban over other choices like term limits for prime ministers, a flat tax, and free back rubs for visiting men named Greg. Since 1997, firearms have been essentially outlawed, but now the repeal has appeal, with someone who goes by Collie Mum noting, why should only criminals be allowed to possess guns and shoot unarmed defenseless citizens and police officers? So true. I'm with you, Collie Mom. Anyway, we asked a typical Brit to comment. Ah, And they tricked me. That was a rabbit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll put that in there, and I'll think, okay, somebody's going to comment. But then it's a rabbit in a birthday hat, and I lose control of everything. Tom, gun violence has dropped in Britain, but does that mean banning guns is a good idea?
Well, it hasn't. It didn't drop because of the gun ban, right? I think we've all determined that, haven't we?
I believe we have through some fictitious organization I belong to.
Yes.
I'm sure there's
a... If we say it doesn't, it trusts us, America.
There's a study that backs that up, I'm sure. But yes, I mean, think it's only a matter of time. It's over with the guns. I think we all know that. People printing guns at home with their 3D. Home printers. I mean, it's all a bunch of nonsense, and perhaps they'll figure it out. A lot of these European countries are going to start figuring it out because they got a lot of trouble. I think they all saw these guys with the hatchets hacking people up last week.
That's
where this is going to wake some of these people up. And say that, you know,
that's probably where this poll is coming from, Mike. From that incident, do you think gun bans help or hurt?
Well, I mean, in general, I don't like gun bans, but we're talking about the Brits here. Mm-hmm. I mean, they drink their tea hot instead of cold with sugar. who's to say they won't also misuse handguns if we allow them to have them? Also, I don't know if you looked at any of those other poll questions on there, but one of them was, should we make spitting illegal? And another was, should we make non-custodial parents pay child support? More people in England want to make spitting illegal than want non-custodial parents to take responsibility for their children. So what can you trust them?
That's an interesting point. There are some,
you know?
By the way, they are arresting people in England for things that they write on Facebook. And things that they yell in sporting events. So, Michelle, what are your thoughts on this?
Look, I think it's great that that's how they feel, but since when has the government been known for giving stuff back after they've taken it away?
Mm.
They're not going to give it back. Doesn't matter how many people. I mean, I don't see the government doing it.
Yeah. No, Bill, 89% of Brits said Bill Schultz should be shot in his stupid face, and that proposal is actually up for debate in Parliament.
You always cite these polls, but I never get the actual source. I'll believe that one. The Daily Telegraph is a conservative paper. So therefore, I would assume that most of the readers are pretty conservative. So that's probably why the numbers are really high on this one. But if England wants to trade its low gun violence for everyone having a handgun, I welcome them to it. But before the NRA in America puts their arms around these guys and partners up with them, you should know this. They dress like effete liberals, and their accents are kind of gay.
Maybe they're just tired of their cops walking around with these silly hats and these stupid batons. Like, they realize
police!
That's not
working
it anymore.
By the way, more cops have firearms in England now than ever. I'm fairly I've
but
seen
it's still only like seven of them.
Oh, really? We are playing soft. And
no, I read a poll about that.
We got to take a break. If you have a comment on the show, email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. And if you have a video of your animal doing something, maybe a bunny with a little birthday hat on it. I never get tired of those. But it doesn't have to be a bunny. It could be a shark. I'd like to see a shark. But try to put a hat on a shark for me. I'd love to see that. All right. Go to foxnews.com/redeye. Click on submit a video. We might use it. Still to come. The halftime report from some guy whose name I can't remember. Oh, yeah. TV's Andy Levy. Jerk. Just a jerk.
Tonight's halftime report is sponsored by turtles, those greenish water or land-dwelling reptiles protected by a bony shell. Thanks, turtles.
We're back. Let's find out if we got anything wrong so far. For that, we go to TV's Andy Levy. Hey, Andy.
Hey, let's get this out of the way first, Greg, because you said a bunch of things early in the show that I didn't appreciate.
Okay.
The Kleenex box in my apartment always empty because I have allergies, Greg.
Cat allergies.
Any other allegation that you make will be considered actionable, and you will be hearing from my attorney.
You mean your lawyer, Captain Pawpaw?
Never mind what I mean.
Pawpaw Esquire.
You'll be hearing from them. Baseball player suspended after Facebook post. Tom, you said we don't know if he got suspended for his tweet, which you meant Facebook post, obviously.
Yeah.
But you're right. Most likely this was the last straw, and it wasn't just this. Remember, he'd just come off a 50-game suspension for testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. So.
Oh, see? We didn't know that, did we? Or
well,
did
no, I did mention it.
Okay. We did. We knew that. Yeah.
Math is
all right. Yeah. I get it.
Nobody was paying attention to when I was reading about it?
No, I was thinking about what I was going to say, that's what I usually do.
So when this was the last straw, it was literally and figuratively.
It might have been. He was suspended, by the way, for taking, and quote, methamphetamine and an amphetamine.
Wow.
So you take just one amphetamine.
Yeah.
Wow. Michelle, you said, who brags about throwing nickels at a stripper?
Yeah.
Well, it was 50 cents. I hope at least it was quarters.
Maybe. It could have been nickels and dimes.
It could have. No, like, you're absolutely right. I just hope it was quarters.
To him, he was. It's like being at a really bad casino, and he thought, oh, I'll just play nickels, and I can stay there longer at the slot machines.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way, sir. It doesn't work that way at all.
Mike, I completely agree that this isn't about him going to a strip club. I don't think he would be the first athlete to frequent a gentleman's club for a night of entertainment.
This is what I hear. Hear the ones in Houston are really popular with the Rockets. Oh.
Is that true?
I don't know if it's true. I heard it, though.
Okay.
I heard it on the internet.
By the way, that shirt he was wearing, Money, Clothes, and Hose?
Yeah.
Can I just say, if you're wearing a shirt that says Money, Clothes, and Hose, you're already 0 for 1?
Well, every new mother in Florida gets one, so...
Is that right?
Terrible.
You have now
trashed Seattle and Florida.
I'm not trashing Florida. I love Florida. I'm from there.
It's the panhandle state.
don't be reductionist.
PBS Subway has mock reality TV. Michelle, you said you like trashy TV, which
I
is
do.
Fine.
I do.
Mike, you called this a PR class war, I believe.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with PBS running an ad campaign pointing out that their programming is different than this?
They don't want what they think they want, okay? Mm-hmm. They don't want someone like me having any say in what they put on their show. They need to leave me be. And give me 10-year-old and pregnant.
And they're not just pointing out what's different. They're like putting it down. They're being condescending about it.
Mm-hmm. I love my snow Indians.
You know, in a weird way, this is kind of a correlating article idea with the Adam Levine thing. You know, when he wasn't trashing America as a whole. He was just saying, I don't like what America, I don't like what people are voting on.
Right.
Which is the same as PBS saying, I don't like what people are watching.
I think this is a classic case of you guys hating the messenger, but not necessarily the message.
I agree.
For those of you on the table that know who he is, Mike Judge, this is the basis of his humor. And I'd wager when you guys see Mike Judge do it, you're fine with it. But PBS with its drives and its government funding, now we must bash them.
I hate myself for this. I agree with everything Bill just said.
I don't even know what he said because I was thinking about what I was eating after the show.
Yeah, you were thinking about what Tom was going to say.
Yes.
speaking of which, Tom, I agree with you. I think The Dillionaire sounds like a great show.
Yeah.
I want to hear how a pickle magnet became super rich.
Exactly. And, you know, PBS, they have had reality shows on there, and they're actually quite good. They had a show called Carrier. Took you behind the scenes on an aircraft carrier.
Sure.
Fantastic reality show. They also had a thing called Circus. Great. Behind the scenes at the circus.
They started reality shows. All of the stuff that they're making fun of, we have them to blame with the American
Family in
the mid-70s. That was on PBS.
But they're not trashing the notion of reality shows. They're trashing a particular kind of reality show, if indeed they're trashing it.
Hey, you know, I was just thinking, Andy.
Yeah, man.
You know, okay, Dillionaires, A Life That's Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And sour.
Ooh.
Wow.
Huh? I'm going to come up with some more.
All right.
Dillionaires.
A jarring experience. See, I thought you meant you were going to come up with some more and maybe write them down, and then later after the show you would email them to me.
We're going to spend the remaining 30 minutes of this show coming up with stuff for a show that doesn't exist.
All right. That sounds fun.
Dillionaire. Okay. He'll pickle you tink.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at
no
all.
No sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
What?
Greg, you did ask where pickles come from?
Yes.
You know, they're cucumbers.
Ah.
They're cucumbers that have been preserved in vinegar or brine.
That's just a rumor.
Cucumbers.
No, that's actual truth.
No.
They're a fruit.
Old wives' tale.
They are a gourd, if you will.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it.
No. You got me there, Bill.
Two for two.
Yep.
Cucumbers, eh?
I don't believe it.
Cucumbers. Yeah. Are robot soldiers immoral? Mike, you said you think we're splitting hairs between mindless killing machines and mindful killing machines.
Yeah.
But do you think the question here is not we've already got robot killers. The question is the autonomy, right?
Right. Well, I think what we're talking about here is, you know, the difference between the two is somebody gets PTSD with the mindful robot killing machine. So, you know, on my instinct is fear Skynet, and my second instinct is spare some drone operator in Oklahoma. That's my third one. My prevailing one is no more war because I'm a peacenik hippie. But,
And your fourth one is that you want to have sex with a fembot.
Actually, my fourth one is I could go for some chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream right now.
Yeah. Fembots.
Yeah.
You could argue, though, that having human-operated robots could minimize stuff like collateral damage because unlike someone who's in the middle of something who might not have time to take the time to think and just has to react, an operator back somewhere else could scan with using the robot and say, oh, that's a civilian, I shouldn't kill him.
Yeah, because I'm sure that happens all the time.
Or you could just argue that drones kill civilians willy-nilly.
Maybe we're splitting more hairs here.
Nah, I don't know.
We're shooting them.
Yeah, I guess the important thing is either way, who cares what the UN thinks?
Yeah.
We all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle, the thing Greg said about Bill wetting himself in public, not a joke.
All right.
Greg, unless you were born in 1923, you will not be 160 in 2083.
Oh, really?
No. And if you were born in 1923, may I say you look terrific, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know what I do?
What?
I exercise and
yeah.
Watch my weight.
Pickle yourself?
Yes, I do pickle myself. Yeah.
Botox.
I do. Yeah.
He'll sell no brine before it's time.
Nice! Awesome. I was thinking about something about cute and cucumber.
Yeah. His cue is your cumber.
How about billionaires? Pickles are like green wieners. You gotta think about it.
No, you don't.
Think about it.
Bill, there is nothing you in your life that you've ever said that anyone had to think about.
You don't understand metaphors, sir. Think about it.
Telegraph poll says Brits want their handguns back. The problem with this poll is how many people still use telegraphs?
Yeah, it's a good point.
And they're probably older and more conservative, so you can't.
Never daily.
Yeah. Let me tell you how scientific this poll of Brits is. I voted in it.
Oh, you did?
No. I voted for the greening of public spaces. I don't even know what it means. Awful. I don't even know what it means.
You like your woodland walk.
Did you really vote on it?
I sure did.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to see if they had some kind of block where you had to have a British IP address to vote. No.
That's fraud, Andy.
Yeah.
Just like Acorn.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
You are truly an investigative reporter.
Absolutely.
You know?
Follow the click.
Yep, that's what you do. Follow the click.
Yep.
Bye. Ooh, that's a reality show. Follow the click. Just a guy surfing the web, and you have a little camera there, and he's just going like this. And every now and then, he looks like this. And then he's like this.
Or a reality show where you look at people's search history.
Oh,
that would be a good reality
that
show.
That would be horrifying. No. You try to predict who the person is based on their search history.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Can we make this?
Yes.
We give, like, three people, and then you go through the search history and try to guess who it is.
Ooh, or could it be, like, one of those couple shows where they do the husband's search histories first, and the wife has to get, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My search history, unsurprising.
Except you have a separate computer that has all the places you buried your ex-wives, because we know you're a killer. All right, coming up, Amanda Barnes is dead, tired of all the haters. You're all ugly and jealous. But first, are you mentally limp if you don't bring out the GIMP? We pick up where Special Report left off. Are you a bad dad if you think like a cad? Well, on Thursday, a day of the week, Tom, a self-proclaimed daddy blogger, I'll pause while you finish dry heaving, posted an awful confessional on Slate saying he feels like a terrible parent for having sexual thoughts about women he sees on the street, women he doesn't know. Writes Andy Hines of a so-called Crimes, quote, "How could enlightened feminist guys like myself put up with these unbidden fantasies that violate our dedication to gender equity and basic human decency?"
I hate you.
And the navel-gazing, brown-nosing waste of flesh's solution to his made-up problem? Quote again, "Instead of undressing them with my eyes, I'm cloaking them in imaginary burkas."
Oh, my God.
Swoon. Why can't all men be as respectful and sensitive as you, Andy? Let's quickly go to the graphic while I pass out in my barf bucket. Lightning round.
Lightning round.
You know, here's the thing, Tom. I always find it really refreshing and awesome when what everybody has known as biology for millions of years suddenly gets the okay from a feminist who finally discovers it and deems it okay. It's like if a truck driver said, "Yeah, man, all I do is check out chicks while I'm driving." He's like, "Oh my God, that's disgusting." But if he writes a 4,000-word in Slate about it, it's okay.
Well, the amazing thing about this too is it's the narcissism of it. He cites this routine by Louis C.K., and he's like, finally, another person who thinks like me. And it's like, all men are like that. Like, this guy was going through life thinking, I'm so enlightened, but I wish I didn't have these thoughts. And it's like, everybody has these thoughts. That's what it is. That's what being a man is.
And also, why self-control is so important, Tom, and I wish you would learn that.
Exactly, but the thing is, all these guys, I mean, this guy who calls himself a feminist, these people rail against the patriarchy and, you know, basically, you know, Western culture, male-dominated culture. That's what keeps guys from doing bad things.
I thought the article was incredible. I had no idea that men are sexual beings. Does Red Eye know this?
No, not at all.
Because I think we should make a chair specifically on the side of the table so Tom can sit there and show off his calves.
Mm. I would do it. That's the trouble.
The only reason you're sitting there is for coincidence. We rolled dice to see who was sitting where, all right? I'll have you know that.
Yes. And Dice is actually the name of one of my houseboys. We roll him off, and he screams when we roll him because it's over broken glass. We find that's amusing for us and painful for him. It's not a coincidence that those two things go together. Mike!
Yeah, I was just going to say something really enlightened, but now I can think about your houseboy rolling over broken glass. But look, here's what this is really fascinating. The narcissism and self-indulgence Tom talked about is totally right. He calls us like a sex addiction hotline.
Yes.
You know, a hotline for people who, like, do bad things.
Yeah. And that's
like,
what Bill calls into every day.
Yeah, every day.
When I just do it to brag, that's what I thought of today.
Like, he told me, he was like, I think about sex sometimes. And I'm like, well, this is for people who, like, roll houseboys over broken glass. Can you stop calling here? You know? And then this whole thing, like, I just imagine women in burkas. Does he imagine stoning them or cutting off their hands if they get raped? Because, you know, if they get raped over there, it's their fault.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the least progressive thing I've ever read. Also, you know, I don't have to stare at a woman to have sexual thoughts. I buttering my bagel every morning. You know, I get nervous.
That's
not a euphemism or dysphemism.
I hope that's not a euphemism.
I put butter on my bagel.
All right. You know, Bill, you have the same thoughts, but only when walking by half-eaten food, which is very often, very often and very odd.
And I can't control myself, and it becomes full-eaten when I get by it. This guy is, well, first of all, he starts off by talking about how amazing his wife is.
Yes.
How he loves his sisters. His daughters are incredible. I know exactly who this guy is, and these guys are the biggest dirtbags around. These guys are 10 times worse than any player at a bar trying to pick up a girl. Here's the thing. He would cheat on his wife in a New York minute if any girl would take him. And as a result, the only way he can get off is by posting something like this, so all the women in whatever little area of Brooklyn he lives in, after they're done with their Earl Grey tea, will write back, hey, that was great. I wish more guys were you like you and admitted that stuff, and that's how he gets off. All of your posts saying how great he is. And you know what? It's not just all these girls that are not having sex with him. It's his wife.
You are a terrible person. Now.
The truth is terrible, Greg.
You have, like, made me have sympathy for the daddy. I don't even, even the name Daddy Blogger bothers me, but now I feel bad for him because I think what you said was wrong.
I know what I said is right because I sleep with all their wives.
You're terrible. All right, we got to take a break. But don't leave now. There's more stuff to talk about. You know what's a great book? Something called The Joy of Hate, written by me. You can get it on Amazon.com. There it is. Look at that guy, huh? Yeah, that was about 10 pounds ago. Autograph coffee, ggutfeld.com. Buy 20. Get nothing free. All right, on Thursday, Connecticut State Senate approved legislation that would allow illegal immigrants to obtain driver's license. Applicants need only documentation to prove their identities and that they've been living here and free, apparently, for at least 90 days. Said Governor Daniel Malloy of the so-called method behind this madness, quote, "This bill is first and foremost about public safety. It's about knowing who is driving on our roads and doing everything we can to make sure those drivers are safe, and then arrest them for being an alien." I don't understand this, Tom. I don't get it. I feel like if you're an illegal alien, am I reading this right? Why would you go get a driver's license?
Yeah.
Because then you would be, oh, well, you're illegal. I mean, people aren't going to ask you?
Well, apparently not. They feel pretty safe. You know, these cities, especially in the Northeast, they're not going to, they don't do anything. They let them go. I was hit by a van. My wife and I were hit in the street, and we were thrown several feet, and, you know, luckily we weren't hurt. But the guy was an illegal immigrant, and the truck was kind of unregistered. The police came, but they didn't do anything. They let him go.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Where were you?
It was in New York. It was on 56th Street.
How long ago was this?
This was a few years ago.
Oh, that was me. Bill. Me and Bill. Something we do.
5 points for Shaloo. Yeah. No.
But I think it's a good idea. It's as weird as it seems. When you read this article, you're like, oh, how absurd is it to give life? But yes, I think they should. It's, you know, you need to, it's better than having them undocumented. Anytime you can document any of these folks, you should do it.
Mike?
Yeah, well, as Mary Jo Kopechne would tell you, if somebody wants to drive, they're going to. she can't tell you that. Lindsay Lohan maybe could. So I think this is great. It means that all those senators in Connecticut, their nannies and their gardeners don't have to take the bus anymore. On the other hand, it may be one of the tricky ploys to get them to self-report, like that law in Tennessee that requires illegal drug dealers to pay taxes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think there's part of that. But the other thing about the help of the people working in the Senate might be part of it, too. Michelle, what are your thoughts?
Okay, I think that, you know, I feel like with a lot of illegal immigrants, they're sort of like that friend who uses your Netflix account where they get all the benefits, but they don't have to pay. So I think they ought to just be able to get their own account. I feel like it's silly to have them, you know, have all these problems. Like, let's figure out something to do with them instead of just trying to, you know, try to sugarcoat it and just fix the small problems.
Mm. Why do you let your friend use your Netflix? They're going to ruin your whole suggestion queue.
Oh, my God, totally. Yeah.
Bill thinks Netflix is something you do when you're trapped in a net.
Slings things at people.
Yeah, he doesn't, because he often ends up in a net on the side of an old boat.
That's good. That's another reality show, right?
I don't even have a question anymore, Bill.
You're not being a great wingman with me and Michelle tonight. Of all the things you're supposed to do, you did the opposite.
He said he thought he had a chance to begin with. It's sweet.
Shows what you know. I'm gay. Tom, drinks.
I'm actually really hurt now.
All right, I'm not.
You should do some more minutes of clapping.
Now it's going to take you a year and a half to convince viewers that you're not gay.
We have to go through the whole thing all over again.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. Right. When I do that.
We're closing things out with a post-game wrap-up from TV's Andy Levy. To see clips of recent shows, go to foxnews.com/redeye. To be on the O'Reilly Factor at 8 p.m. Eastern time, but you knew that. And remember, a new Red Eye airs Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. We got Nick DiPaolo, Lori Rothman, and Will Ron. Once again, that's Saturday, a day of the week, 11 p.m. Eastern time. You better watch. Back to TV's Andy Levy for the postgame wrap-up. What do you got there, Andy?
Hey, Michelle, where can we see your new show with former Congressman Alan West?
NextGeneration.tv.
Excellent. Mike, how's your little brother's band doing?
They're doing great. You know, they're trying to work a single up the charts in Texas. So if you're a Texan, call your local radio station and request your Sam Riggs and the Night Band. They'll blow your world.
Huh? What are they called? Sam Riggs and the Night Band. Oh, okay.
They're great. I said world, but I think I meant mind. Is that not a saying?
All right, that's fine. All right, the word is acceptable for television.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Tom, I saw that piece Time Out New York did on you.
Excellent.
It was a real hatchet job.
Yeah, I mean, it was finally the press paying attention to my 12 albums project. I have my seventh one out, and people can find out about my website.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I saw no mention of Red Eye.
I told them, though.
Whatever, back to you, Greg.
Back to you,
Greg.
I know.